Our other headlines start with day 27 of the U.S. government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees are still off the job to start the week. The head of the country's largest federal workers union weighed in, saying, quote, "It's time to pass a clean continuing resolution and end the shutdown today. No half measures and no gamesmanship." The group said reopening the government would allow for continued debate on larger issues like expiring Obamacare tax credits. Today on Capitol Hill, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson agreed that health care must be addressed, but criticized how Democrats are approaching the issue.
"We have a lot of work to do, but it is not a simple thing. And I am not going to go in a back room with Chuck Schumer, like he keeps demanding, with four people and make this decision. I will not do it. It's not appropriate. It's not right. It's too complicated for that."
Democrats warn that the time to negotiate is now because open enrollment begins in most states next week. Meantime, the Department of Agriculture says federal food aid, known as SNAP, will not start going out in November. And more than 11,000 flights have been delayed nationwide in the last 2 days as the FAA reports a growing number of air traffic controller absences. Indiana is joining the growing fight over redistricting as each party tries to gain an advantage ahead of next year's midterm elections. The state's Republican Governor Mike Braun called for a special legislative session to start next week for lawmakers to redraw the state's congressional districts. The move follows similar efforts by Republicans in Texas, Missouri, and North Carolina, and it comes after weeks of pressure from the Trump administration. Meantime, Democrats in Virginia are expected to push their own redistricting effort as lawmakers there gather this week for a special session. Former President Joe Biden says he can't sugarcoat the state of the nation and that these are, in his words, dark days. Biden made the comments while accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Edward M. Kennedy Institute in Boston. He described the current moment as the worst he has seen in his many decades of elected public life, adding that our very democracy is at stake. He said the country depends on a president with limited power, a functioning Congress, and an independent judiciary.
"We remain in a battle for the soul of our nation, in my view. And that means we, all of us, and I mean all of us, have an enormous responsibility to protect the institutions upon which the fate of our nation rests."
Striking a note of optimism, Mr. Biden said he believes the U.S. will emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient so long as we keep the faith. He's maintained a low profile since leaving office in January, followed by his cancer diagnosis in May. The U.S. Navy is investigating two separate crashes involving aircraft from the USS Nimitz this past weekend. The incidents involving a fighter jet like the one seen here and a helicopter occurred within 30 minutes of each other in the South China Sea. The carrier was returning to the U.S. from its final deployment in the Middle East before being decommissioned. Officials say all five crew members from the two aircraft were rescued and are in stable condition. They were conducting routine operations when the crashes occurred. A UN Human Rights Commission has found that Russian drone attacks on Ukrainian civilians amount to crimes against humanity and war crimes. In a report out today, the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine reported hundreds of strikes on the southern city of Kherson. These include dropping hand grenades on civilians in their backyards and attacking first responders. The commission found that the strikes are intended to create what it called a permanent climate of terror. Russia has denied targeting civilians and has refused to cooperate with UN investigators. President Trump says Argentina's leader had a lot of help from the U.S. in his party's midterm election victories.
Muchas gracias.
President Javier Milei saw decisive wins in this weekend's vote, giving him a stronger hand in pushing through his aggressive economic reforms. The Trump administration had offered Argentina $20 billion through a currency swap deal, plus another $20 billion from private banks. Mr. Trump had signaled that American support was contingent on Milei's success in the election. In a victory speech, Milei described the weekend vote as a turning point for Argentina. On Wall Street today, stocks pushed higher amid hopes of easing trade tensions between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added more than 330 points. The Nasdaq jumped more than 400 points. The S&P 500 closed above 6,800 for the first time ever. Still to come on the NewsHour, our Politics Monday team weighs in on President Trump, saying he'd love to run again in 2028. Sudan's cultural landmarks and artifacts become casualties in the country's civil war. And a new book explores the political legacy of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.